Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. How great is your greatest strength? If you could focus entirely on what you're good at your great strength, at your God-given gift, at what you are meant to do, if you could do that 100% of the time, what could you achieve? What could you do for yourself, for your family? What could you do for the world? How could you make the world a better place? If you were your best self all the time, if you could take that best self, picture that moment when you felt the most confident, the strongest, the most effective, when you got the best results, when everyone said, "Wow, that was amazing." If you could expand that moment to your entire life, imagine that flow state, that place where you are doing exactly what you're meant to be doing. If you could be doing that every hour of the day that you are working, what could you achieve? This is not hypothetical. This is visioning. Because you can do this. The most successful people in the world aren't good at everything. They're good at what they're good at, which may be very few things. Some of the richest people in the world are rich because what they're really good at is seeing the opportunities and finding ways to execute on them by building collaborations with other people who can do everything else that they need. So what is it that you are uniquely good at? What is your greatness in strength form? This is the first thing. You gotta know what you're good at. You gotta know what you have. You can't focus on something you haven't identified yet. But once you've identified it, how can you focus on it all the time? How can you build your business around it? How can you build your life or your career around it? And you may not be called to a business. You may not have the skills necessary to run a business. So what are you uniquely great at that somebody might hire you for? As a freelancer, as an employee, whatever it is. If you're uniquely great, you can command high wages, high compensation. You are very valuable if you're uniquely great. You see, a lot of people make a mistake in the corporate world of thinking of themselves as, I'm an accounting person, or I'm a data entry person, or I do this role, or I do that role. In the business world, we learn to sell results, not products. Nobody wants to buy a course on networking, but people will pay a great deal of money to get the result of never having to talk to a stranger again, which is why I'm not creating the Guy Who Knows a Guy's course on networking. Nobody wants that. But they certainly do want networking without talking to strangers. That gets their attention. Well, we go into the work world, we don't talk about results. We talk about titles and jobs. But what if instead you focused on, with my skills, I can increase the business's bottom line by 5%. Or I can create killer marketing campaigns that are tremendously effective. Or I can make accounting departments more efficient, even from inside. Even as an employee, when you walk into the interview with that attitude, then it's, what's your greatest weakness? Nobody knows because nobody cares, because what I work on is the thing I'm really good at, and that makes you a lot of money. Interested? And they'd be like, yeah. And they're not saying, so what are you offering for this position? Instead, you're saying, I am worth at least $120,000 a year because I will make your company 10 times that. And if you're going to offer me $119,000, I'm walking, but $120,000 we can do. And if you have the confidence because you know that's what you do, you can do that. And you can do that because you focus on what you're uniquely good at. You build the job around what you're good at. And if you're an employer, you should be doing the same thing for your team. What are they uniquely good at? And stop making them do things they're not good at. Make them do the things they're great at, and you'll find success. And if you're doing a business, build your business around what you are uniquely good at. What is your strength? What is your superpower? What makes you happy? Because you are probably happy and content while you're doing the thing that you love to do, and you love to do it because you're meant to do it. Now, some things are easier than others. My natural place is making connections and meeting people and schmoozing and introducing. That pretty easily converts to business. And in spite of that, it still took me 8 years to figure out how to make a business out of it. But whatever it is you're good at, I guarantee there is someone who will pay you for it. And if you're not sure, I invite you to email me, michael@guyknowsaguy.com. Be like, Michael, my strength is this thing. How can I monetize that? Send me that email. I'll figure it out for you. Because if you focus in your strength, if you are uniquely the best you can be, there's a value there. Could be business, could be job, could be anything else, could be for nonprofits. But if you focus in your God-given gift, in your greatness, in what you are meant to do, and you spend as much time as possible of your life doing the thing you're meant to do, that is how you change the world. That is how you change your life. That is how you live your dreams. And that is how you become happy and content like never before. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.